From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Bread. As I said, it's gloriously sunny out. I'm going to have to take my T-shirt off in a minute.
Flip. Oh, no, darling.
Thank God it's not smelly.
You
smelly
know that you wouldn't, although I can't see you because I'm in Australia and you're not.
Yes.
There's a visual that will begin to form that will burn my retinas from the inside out, so I beseech you not to do it.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can we all now take 3 months to pay eBay? Because I think we should.
I think so. I agree.
Name it's all.
Well, I think we should, because if they take 3 months to tell us about a cyber attack, then surely, fair exchange is no robbery, we can then take 3 months to pay them.
But, well, it's a different... It's a different... Them, isn't it?
No.
Cleric.
No. No, if they won't do something for customers for 3 months, then they should say to the customers, here you go, you can have 3 months free credit on us.
Well, it wouldn't make any difference because all the cyber attackers had nicked your money anyway. We've just done
They're still going to. This is what I don't understand.
No.
They've given this warning and they're still going to, they're saying the experts are warning that hackers can still use personal details to commit identity fraud even after you've changed your password. So we all know, we three, ladies and gentlemen, are really
like
astute group. We are. We like to solve mysteries, like not like Scooby Doo,
more
like.
D'Artagnan.
More like Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys, but
what about the girl out of Scooby Doo?
No, she's a cartoon, and she was a bit two dimensional for my liking.
Oh right, okay.
But
yeah,
but we know that as technology advances, hackers are always one step ahead of us.
Right.
So what's the point? I say, give us our 3 months, let us enjoy it until we get hacked again.
No, because you see, there's an enormous business opportunity here for someone. Because
it's for hackers. Well, it's no. Their opportunity.
since that Google ruling a few weeks ago, where the European court said, "Oi, Google, you've got to do as you're told, even though you're American, or we'll slap you." The same has been sort of foisted upon eBay, but this time the American people have got involved as well and gone, "Yeah, we agree with this." And so what they're now demanding is all 128 million users have special, what's the word for it that everybody will understand? I can't think of it off the top of my head. But basically...
That's a good word then.
Yes,
everybody
it is.
Understands that.
Yes, that's right. Basically, they are going to be your security company.
Who is? eBay?
eBay, they are going to have to provide security services, that's what I was trying to say, for 128 million users. Now, that's going to give the security companies that work online for corporates and everywhere else a massive contract. It's good.
What's wrong with that? I think that's good. I do.
Yes.
Because, we need to be safe. And this world is complicated and difficult and complicated.
Hang on a minute. I'm just getting to get it. Here we go.
It's really a difficult and strange time, ladies and gentlemen. The times, they are changing, and they are still changing, and it's sad.
Oh, right.
And we need to feel safe.
Do I have to carry on?
What was that music?
I don't know.
It was the sad music that's often played on a violin while somebody is bemoaning their situation.
That's true.
Well, somebody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who's out there, tell me what the name of that song is. I was trying to find it all week. I can't find that song.
What, we've had
I lost my dad. He'll know.
Will he?
Right.
Ask your dad then.
Well, he plays the violin.
Oh,
so
does
he?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, anyway. He's a violinist, is he?
What?
My dad's a violinist. He's got an Order of Australia medal from the Queen, and he's a very good violinist. You should all Google him. His name is Mitch Brunston.
There you go, you see. Oh, my God, more culture. Anyway.
He's very famous.
But no, he's a classical violinist. He mostly does orchestral, and now he conducts and he also teaches.
He plays the orchestral maneuvers in the dark.
Career.
Rage.
No, not yellow. No. Real classical orchestral music. Not OMD.
Oh. Never mind. I thought I was onto a winner here. Anyway, listen, serious point. Please do change your passwords. Please check what you've given to eBay. And please don't go on this routine that several adverts are saying at the moment. Oh, you can do everything on one click. Don't. Do not save stuff. Do not leave stuff on shopping sites that anybody can get their hands on. It's a pain in the backside, I know, but when you key in your credit card each time, and when it is then removed straight afterwards, I know it's a pain to type it in, but you want to keep that little number on your credit card, not give it to everybody else.
But nobody's answered the obvious question.
What?
Why did it take them 3 months to tell us all about this?
Because they might not have known initially.
Oh, but they must have known a bit longer than it didn't. They didn't come and tell us on the day they found out.
No, that's very, very, very naughty.
See, because that's how people get in trouble. Because we're all obliviously working. I'm not, because I think eBay's rubbish as well as I think everything else in the world is rubbish. And they're just playing away on eBay.
You're a Luddite.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
He's a Luddite.
He's not. He's not a Luddite.
He is, because it fits in with his previous career as well.
What?
Being a Luddite.
Luddites. All that Luddites did was
try to smash up the printing press.
Smash up the printing press, that's right. And that's why we ended up with computers. It's their fault.
But you know what? As you can call him a Luddite, he and I can call you a Philistine.
Oh, no! I resemble that remark. Anyway, we move along. Just look, boys and girls, be careful when you go online. Use your logic. You know, when you start your car up, and if it goes, you're thinking it hasn't got any oil in it, you wouldn't drive it down the road, would you?
Andrea would.
Yeah, that's true.
I would.
Bad simile, that one. But you get the drift. Just be careful.
True story,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
In my white BMW Series 7, right, which is not a car I have any longer, I allowed my young lady, Andrea, to use it on occasions.
Right.
And coming back from town in it one evening, she could hear a thudding on the driver's side. On the outside, what she got was a flat tire. You know what she did? She turned the radio up so she couldn't hear it and drove all the way home.
Great logic. It was your car. Why should she worry about it? It's Lee. There's a logic. It doesn't matter. It was your car.
Exactly. And she's a woman and wouldn't do anything about it anyway.
Well, no, because she should have known that the tire was going flat and therefore swapped it before she went out, so she didn't have the problem in the first place.
Next time she goes out in my Benz. I'm not well. I've got a cold.
Man
I'm
flute.
Doing really well to be talking anyway.
Man flute.
I'm going to use my cup, ladies and gentlemen. I
man
have a
flute.
Cup.
No. Man flute.
Yeah, that's true. Do I have to go there with the what time is it in Darwin?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
No,
exactly.
No, this is a cold. A cold.
Man flute.
Man flute is a virus.
Man flute.
This cold is evil.
Man
this
flute.
Is the spawn of the devil's loin.
Man flute.
That's on my chest.
Right. Anyway, there's a real spat going on between Russia and the UK this week, as there are some claims, and I don't know personally if this is right or wrong, so I can only say allegedly that Prince Charles likened President Putin to Adolf Hitler.
Now, not a bad simile.
This is an alleged simile, because I don't know. Even if a newspaper prints it, I still don't know, because I wasn't there, so it don't count. But there's a huge spat between the two of them, and
Which two? Who's the spat between?
Russia and the UK.
Yeah, not between Prince Charles and President Adolf Putin.
No.
Putin.
No. No, Mr. Putin, look at me. I'm a hard man. Yeah, right.
I can take shirts off in public and ride out naked, half naked. Maybe that's who it was coming out of the bush.
It was him.
Yeah, it was Putin.
Yes.
His horse had died and he'd got lost.
Yeah. Did you hear that laugh then?
Yes, that was really awful.
I thought that was thirsty.
That was
awful. I thought it was too. Anyway, I can't say that. Go on.
Stop it. Don't go there. Anyway, Moscow's ambassador's been off to the Foreign Office for talks, and someone else has got the The fact is, he ain't logical, Mr. Putin. He went from president to PM, back to president again, so he could stay in power. Hold on a minute. What's he hiding?
Well, exactly, but this is a far more important story than we're giving you the view.
No, it shouldn't have got blown up this big anyway.
Of course it should.
Why?
Of course it should. This is a massive story.
Oh.
Well, think about it.
This is what wars start over, man. Absolutely. Wars start over this stuff.
Well, they should grow up a bit.
What you've got is the future King of England, one of the most
Great Britain and the Commonwealth
positions that you can be elevated to if you're born into a certain family, who is attacking and has insulted another powerful leader of this world by accusing him of acting like Hitler. Now, what Charles is purported to have said might in fact be absolutely true, but as the next King of England, he should be aware that what he says publicly is going to get reported and will cause a worldwide furore, and that's what's happened.
So when another public figure, be it a broadcaster, journalist in newsprint, whatever, then goes, I don't like President Putin because blah, 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 are they equally as bad? Because they probably got more power than Prince Charles.
No, they haven't. But
why?
Well, no, I agree. No, I have to side with Uncle Lee on this. This is a gentleman who is, as you pointed out, Uncle Eric, he is going to be the future king of Great Britain and the Commonwealth, right?
Mm, yep.
That's a really, really huge chunk of real estate.
So basically, Mr. Putin's upset that Prince Charles can outgun him every day because what he's doing.
Yeah, and he's also, you know, it's just that he needs to be careful as the future king of said monarchy and all that, you know, dwells within it.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be very careful about what he says about world leaders, particularly those who aren't allies of ours.
Well,
because
that's true.
You know, all you have to do is get somebody very, very upset and, you know, war.
Yeah, okay, but isn't it about time somebody said to Mr. Putin, oi, stop it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The whole world is saying that to Putin. You know, America's saying that to Putin. Basically, if you look at what Putin has done, his actions, his expansionistic attitudes to things as his country takes a nosedive, is very akin to what Hitler decided that they would do. The hatred for homosexuals in Russia is absolutely gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole of the attitude that Putin is presenting is Hitler-esque to countries which are attached to his country. Countries that he lost interest in and now wants to take back. This is expansionism just in exactly the same way as Hitler looks at Europe. Isn't it funny, though, when you think that actually the whole of Europe is now run by Germans?
It's not. Not really. But anyway.
It is if you want to be tabloid about it.
Well, if you do want to be tabloid about it. I just think in 2014, other countries shouldn't think they can take over other countries. I think it should be left alone.
I agree with that.
And if there are some Russian people in the Ukraine and they want to be Russian, go 50 kilometres down the road and be in Russia.
Simple. Be Russian, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Expats are all got the ump over in Thailand after there was a military coup because the new military junta that's involved or running the place have turned all the telly off.
No, I'm really concerned about this because I've got a brother who's actually living in Thailand.
Right.
And he's gone media dark for the last 12, 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get a hold of him. We just can't get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope, and I know that it's under martial law, et cetera, and there are curfews and whatnot, and they haven't turned the internet off yet, allegedly.
No, that's not actually quite right, because there's been some areas, because the reason we're able to report this in the way we can is because I equally have friends on the ground over there, and it is true. But I think to come at it from the point of view of I've lost me television in a situation like this in Thailand is like, really? You worry about your telly? What about the rest of it? Surely television's not
here,
the most...
Our news here in Australia is beseeching people, expats, to come home, to leave, because it could get dangerous. It could get dangerous. And, you know, it's not like it hasn't happened before.
No, it's not. And it came out okay last time.
It did, but it's still cause for concern. And I mean, and all those different places, when you go to the what we call DFAT, which is excuse me, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, it gives you warnings about certain countries. Mm-hmm. So for us,
what's
it's like
it called? DFAT.
Yeah.
It's like
yes, it is.
That's not a good. That's not good.
It is, but it's, you know, it's Tony Abbott's government, guys.
Well, yeah,
so
okay.
Let's go with that.
Well, I would agree with you.
Don't go there. But well, come home.
The Foreign and Commonwealth Office are equally saying, you know, think about what you're doing before you go there. But they're not actually withdrawing British nationals from Thailand at the moment. So there's a certain reason why they would do what they are doing. But, you know, to be worried about your television, I'm sorry, guys, that ain't as important as the rest of the country. And what we all want to see shortly is Thailand to have bona fide general elections so that they can have a vote with the majority and get their country back on track. Because actually, Thailand's a nice place.
It's a lovely place.
It's a great place. Yeah.
It is a lovely place. Yeah.
You have to remember that Thailand actually is an affiliate of the sock shop.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm lost, but
yeah, it's all right. That'll do.
Uncle Lee.
Yeah, he's wonderful, isn't he? Anyway, Britain goes inflation potty, apparently, according to Uncle Lee. Not according to the latest figures, though, because inflation's on its way down. But the prices of houses are going bonkers, and London's skinniest home is just 99 inches wide. And it's up for sale for the very, very great value price of £450,000.
It's incredible.
Made
isn't
of
it?
Gold and chocolate? Is it fashioned out of doubloons and Lego?
I saw this. This place is bonkers.
It's in Denmark Hill in southeast London, which is actually a really nice, posh area. And it's a one-bedroom flat, which is 99 inches wide. I don't know how many yards is that?
Three.
That's 30, that's 72. That's 6 foot wide.
Yeah.
It's like a big, long kitchen. The whole house, it was built on a bit of a garden area. Mm-hmm. And it's like a big, long kitchen. And it just indicates how house prices have rocketed in London beyond anything that we can control. And that ultimately is causing this change in inflation in the country, which indicates that interest rates will soon rise to and the banks will cash in and the building sizes will cash in on this new inflationary process. Mm-hmm. And this will drive a lot of people further and further away from ultimately being able to own their own homes.
No, in fact, I'd say it was one step further, Lee. I can see a lot of people, if the interest rate goes up too quickly, actually losing their homes because they bought at a very incredibly low interest rate. When you look at 0.5%, if it went up to 1.5%, that's going to triple the interest rate.
Absolutely.
On the homes, and it's going to cause problems. I mean, what you should do?
Got to ask yourself a simple question: why, knowing that interest rates were at an all-time low and ultimately were going to go up, why didn't the people who bought houses at this time actually factor in the rates of interest in the future. You know, your mortgage.
Because nobody was
years.
Stopping them. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a perfect example. I was told once before at John Cleese's school, believe it or not, John Cleese did once own a school in the UK, and he also produced a load of training videos. And one of them, I saw this, was in the school. It was the car salesman's clothes. How to get you to buy the car. So what he would do is, if you're unsure, he'd get a piece of paper, draw a line across the top, line down the middle of the paper, for and against. Yep.
Yes.
And he'd sit down with his pen, and he would go, so what do you like about your Bentley then, Lee?
Yeah, are you asking me?
No, because you'll go on for hours. And so you'd put all these wonderful things down and virtually fill the paper up down one side. And you would encourage him and say, you like the windows, don't you? Yes, so you like the windows. You like the look of the badges on the front? Yeah, even though they're plastic and not real. They're not Bentley ones, really, but it doesn't matter. And on you would go. And then when it gets to the against bit, you go, so, right, so you didn't like, what was it, the way the spare wheel sat under the back. Okay, let's write that one down. And the other one was, you wanted a different radio. That's right, isn't it? You go, yeah. And then he'd shut up.
Yeah.
And he'd just sit there. And you'd end up looking at this big, long table of stuff that was positive, tiny negatives. That's why people bought houses when it was basically no interest.
Yes, but there was an addendum to the statement which drew out that simile from you, which was a good simile. Why didn't the building societies or the money lenders involved in these people buying these houses also factor in the fact that these people could be in trouble in the future when interest rates began to go up? Mm. What happened to sympathetic and sensible lending there?
Well, it is against the law not to do sensible lending, but I don't think everybody agreed with it. We're going to move on, boys and girls, otherwise he'll moan.
I won't.
Himself will moan if we don't allow vast airtime around the planet on Lee's electricity bill.
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, first of all, Lee, I want a statement of fact. The exact, not a journalistic red top type answer. I want the exact bill that was sent to you for 3 months of electricity.
£15,735.
What are you owning? Lighthouse? What's going on?
Have you moved to Windsor Castle?
Not only was it a bill for 3 months on a three-bedroom terraced house in the middle of Wolverhampton, which is a lovely pied-à-terre of a town in the West Midlands, in the Black Country.
He says it's advertising a lovely place. Yeah, go on.
Yes, he's on the market.
He is, yeah.
The house itself was actually empty for that period.
No.
Yes, there was nobody living there. And in their wisdom, they presented us with a £15,735 bill for that period.
First of all, which company was that presented you with this bill?
Npower. NPAR, who have just been exposed.
I can say, just NPAR have just been fined by the regulator for screwing up.
Screwing up and sending people ridiculous bills.
Right.
It's like they're like a duck with a hat on. They've just got ridiculous bills that they're sending out to people all over the place. And
now, Lee, this is one occasion where I would agree that, as you know, as a responsible broadcaster, you're a responsible journalist, Rachel's a responsible broadcaster, we do not abuse position, even though we have at least two people listening.
Yes.
So we do not abuse, we do not abuse position. But I think in the circumstances, with a £15,735 electricity bill from NPower, that was NPower, by the way.
NPower.
Naughty power. I think that it's very acceptable for Lee to abuse position.
I've abused my position all my life. And it's a wonderful experience, particularly when you're bored and there's nothing on telly.
Yes.
And let me tell you what happened when we phoned up to discuss this £15,735 electric bill for an empty three-bedroomed house.
Yes.
We phoned up and said, we've got a bill here for £15,735 for electricity.
Yes.
Npower replied, yes, we can offer you easy payments.
You're having a laugh.
Payments. No, they offered us to be able to pay it off weekly. I think it was worked out like £300 a week or something. We were given the chance to pay it off at.
So they obviously get paid a lot of money.
And then, in a facetious moment...
Mm.
Oh, no.
Austria, what do you think we've been doing? Do you think we've been running a cannabis farm there? And the reply from Npower, Naughty Power, was... Well, that actually is the kind of bill we get when people run cannabis farms in their houses.
My good God.
That's what they said!
My good God. Hold on a minute. There we go. Npower, wakey! We need some answers, Npower.
At the moment, they're not willing to answer. They won't reply to me.
Well, have you been to the press office?
Of course I've been to the press office, you silly Billy.
I resemble that remark.
First place he went. Do you know what? I think your naughty Npower and my insurance company should get together and go bowling.
What, with a big bomb underneath them?
Yeah. Well, no, just start a club. Clearly they, you know, all should wear shirts so identifying themselves as complete pillocks.
Yes. Well, look we will keep mentioning the naughty power, which is Npower, until they sort this out. It's sorted out.
They've agreed now that we don't owe it and that we don't have to pay it. But it was the fact that
Hang on. Who told you that then? Because you said they wouldn't talk to you.
No, they won't. No, the press office won't talk to us to explain how this happened. They actually looked at the bill and said, the customer services people looked at the bill and said, no, that's quite right. And explained how they'd arrived at this £15,735. Yeah. And after about half an hour, they started to agree that possibly this bill was wrong. So ultimately, they wiped it out. I think we actually owed. This is the truth. This is the genuine truth. At the end of the day, we owed 62 pence.
Good grief.
In other news, by the way, I still don't have a car and they're still not answering.
Oh, what? So Ali answer rubbish as well, then?
Yeah.
But what I would say, because we're very close to the end of the programme, what I would say, though, Lee, I find it offensive that such a bill was sent out. Because just imagine if it was a 75-year-old lady living on her own who gets a £15,000.
She had a heart attack and died.
Exactly. And one final note, boys and girls, because I've got to get this story in because I hate it. The Iranian fans who did a Pharrell Williams, not very happy at all. I command you to do it again and again until those numpties over there come out of power. Say goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye from Eric as well. Gosh, all that. And Laser 558.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.